Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin by the Mishnah, right in the middle of the Daf. We had discussed this Mishnah actually in yesterday's share, so it'll be a little bit of Chazara, which is always good. The Mishnah begins, Shechat to Shlo Liochlev, if you shechted the Korban Pesach for people that aren't able to eat it. For example, Rashi brings down somebody who is sick or somebody who is a Zokay, and they're not physically able to eat a Kezayis of the Korban Pesach. So if you're shechting it just on the behalf of those people that cannot eat the Korban Pesach, V'shelo L'menuyov, or likewise, if they're not counted into the Korban Pesach, they weren't on the registry for that Korban Pesach, and only for such people, nobody else, that is capable of eating the Korban Pesach that is on the registry, so you're doing it only Shelo Liochlov, only Shelo L'menuyov, or only La Reilim, only for people that are Arelim. As we pointed out yesterday, this is usually referring to, and it says this on the side actually, Komokum Sheh Timotze Orel Bazeh Ha'inyam, whenever you find an Orel in this situation, it's not referring to a guy who Yisrael, it's referring to a Yid, Shemesu Echov Machmas Milah, whose older brothers died Nebuch because of Bris Milah, and this person is therefore forbidden to have a Bris Milah, but all of them are, and about such a person, it says, Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo. So this is referring to a Yid who, through not necessarily any fault of his own, same halach would apply even if it was a person who just didn't want to get a Bris Milah, but this person is an Orel, Yeshechting it only on behalf of Arelim, so again, this is no good. And likewise, Vilitzmeim. The fourth and last category here in the Risha of the Mishnah is if you're shechting for people that are Tomei. Now, only in a situation where a majority of Kli Yisrael is Tomei are you allowed to eat the Korban Pesach B'tumah. We have the famous principle of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur in that situation. However, under normal circumstances, people that are Tomei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So here, the person shechted it on behalf of only people that are Tomei. So in the Risha over here of the Mishnah, we're dealing with that he did the Shechit of the Korban Pesach totally inappropriately. There's nobody that can eat it because there are no Ochlin in this Korban Pesach that can eat a Kezayis because they're physically incapable of doing so. They weren't registered on the Korban Pesach or they weren't registered at all to be part of this Korban Pesach, and there's nobody that is registered for this Korban Pesach that you're shechting on the behalf, or they're all Arelim, they're all people that aren't circumcised, and or they're all Tameim, they're all people that are Tamei. In all of these situations, since there is not even a single person that this Korban Pesach is being shechted on their behalf, possible, this is not a good Korban Pesach. However, if you do it for a combination of good and not good, li'ochlov, v'shelo li'ochlov, people that need a kezayis, people that can't need a kezayis, li'menuyov, people that are listed and registered on this Korban Pesach, v'shelo li'menuyov, and people that aren't registered on this Korban Pesach, li'mulin, the people that have a bris milah, and as well, v'larelim, people that don't have a bris milah, and li'tmeyim, for people that are tamei, but also li'torim. In this situation, kosher, it is a valid Korban Pesach, because here you're doing it for the purposes of people that can eat and partake of the Korban Pesach, halachically acceptable l'chatchila, and therefore, the fact that there are also people that are apostle doesn't ruin it for you. The Gemara will explain a little bit more about this. Now we have some other din about the Korban Pesach. Shechat or Kodem Chatzos. If you shecht the Korban Pesach in the morning of your Dalet before Chatzos, we know, of course, the Korban Pesach is Bein Arbaim, has to be shechted in the afternoon between the hours of Chatzos and Shkia. Now, we don't do it exactly at Chatzos. We said we started at the earliest at 6.5 hours and today, a half hour after Chatzos, because we're not 100% sure when Chatzos is. And we do it before the Shkia, so the Zrika can be done before the Shkia. So, Shechat or Kodem Chatzos, in this situation, you shechted it on your Dalet in the morning. So it's possible. That's no good. That's not the Zman for the Korban Pesach. Mishum Shenemar, Bein Arbaim. As we've mentioned many times, it says Bein Arbaim. It has to be in the afternoon. We ideally spoke that Bein Arbaim means half before the middle of the afternoon, half after the middle of the afternoon. That's what we said. It's normally done at 8.5 hours of the day. So you have 2.5 hours beforehand and 2.5 hours afterwards. So it's done between 8.5 and 9.5 hours in the day. That is Bein Arbaim. That's the proper time to shecht it. If you shecht it at any other time, it's not called Bismano. Likewise, Shechato Kodem L'Tomid. If you shecht it before the Korban Tomid, we know, we said that this is the one exception to the rule, that normally the Korban Tomid is the last Korban that's shechted during the afternoon. However, if you were to shecht the Korban Tomid, Shebein Arbaim, after the Korban Pesach, in other words, Shechatu Kodem L'Tomid, if you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tomid, it's still good b'di'evad. Kosher, you didn't do it the right way. In this situation, what you should ideally do, Ubavad She'acher Memoris B'domo Achi Zorek HaTomid. What somebody should do is stir the blood of the Korban Pesach so it doesn't congeal, and this way, you can do the Shechita of the Korban Tomid, do the Zrika of the Korban Tomid, and then do the Zrika of the Korban Pesach after the Zrika of the Korban Tomid. At least this way, the Zrika of the Korban Tomid is done before the Zrika of the Korban Pesach. However, even B'di'evad, V'im Nizrak, if you, in fact, did the Zrika of the Korban Pesach before the Karban Tamid, again, inappropriately, but even if you did it that way, b'diavad, you're good. B'nizrak kosher, it is still a perfectly good Karban Pesach, even if you went out of the order. The order is not ma'akev. You should do the Karban Tamid first, based upon the psukim that we discussed in a shir 2 days ago, and then you do the Karban Pesach. By the Karban Tamid, it says only once, Bein Harbayim, and by the Pesach it says Bo'erev and Bein Harbayim, so therefore you do that Me'uchar. But b'diavad, if you didn't do a Me'uchar, at least try to do the Zrika of the Karban Tamid first, and if you didn't do the Zrika of the Karban Tamid first, so then at least b'diavad, it's good even if you did the Zrika of the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamid. That's our Mishnah. Now we begin to discuss the first part of the Mishnah, which was a situation of where you shechted it totally for inappropriate people. That's no good. If you shechted it for half and half, some good, some not good, so then it's good. Tana Rabbanon, the Braisa tells us, Ketzad Shaloli Ochlov. What does it mean that a person is not capable of eating Kezayis and Korban Pesach? So the Gemara says, Ketzad Shaloli Ochlov. What does it mean he can't eat it? L'shum Chola or L'shum Zokin. For example, if you shechted on behalf of only sick people or elderly people that aren't able to eat a Kezayis. That's what it means, Shaloli Ochlov. What does it mean, Ketzad Shalolim Nuyov? It means the people that aren't on the register for the Korban Pesach. What does that mean? So Nimnu Olav Chaburazu. For example, you had the following five people on the list, and they were the ones that were supposed to be shechted this Korban Pesach on their behalf, but instead you shechted on behalf of another five people on a different list that weren't on this Korban Pesach. So you didn't shecht it for anybody that was in this Korban Pesach's chabura that was registered on it. Now, the Gemara says, how do we know that this is true, that you must shecht it for somebody that can eat a kezayis, or that somebody that is monui, registered on this Korban Pesach? So Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, because in a Braisa, the Pasuk tells us, B'michsas nefashos. The word B'michsas comes to teach us, Melamed she'ein ha-Pesach nishchot ele menuyah. It has to be somebody that is B'michsas, according to the number, and therefore has to be somebody who is registered on that Korban Pesach. Yochol shechoto shalom menuyah. You might have thought that if you shechted for somebody that's not on the register, okay, you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of shechting it on behalf of somebody on the register, so yehei over ala mitzvah, but the kosher, you might think in that situation, okay, you did not do the mitzvah of doing it b'michsas. Okay, so you didn't fulfill that asay, but nevertheless, it should be certainly still good. The kosher, no. Therefore, the pasuk says, Talmud Lomar, it says b'michsas nefashos, and then it says tochosu at the end of the pasuk. The pasuk tells us b'michsas nefashos ish l'yochlo tochosu al haseh. So it says the word tochosu as well as michsas. This comes to teach us that it's ma'akev. Hakosuv shana olov la'akev. We find this rule by kachim. When something is said once by kachim, so it means that that's a mitzvah to do it. But when it repeats it, it tells us that not only is a mitzvah, it tells us if you don't do it that way, it's ma'akev. So therefore, this double lotion of michsas and tochosu comes to teach us that it's ma'akev. Hakosuv shana olov la'akev. A very important, famous rule. That's the first opinion as to why you're not Yotze if you don't do it, Leminuya. Rabbi Omer, he says, Lashon Sursihu. This is a Lashon that is Misores. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, Lashon Arami. Chachmei Umos Kornlo Linga Surya. This is the Syrian language. What it's basically telling us here is that this word is a combination word. It's Ki'odam. It's like a person, Sha'omel Lachamer, says to his friend, Kosli Tle Zeh. Go and shecht for me this tle. That's what tochosu means. So in other words, you have to be included in the counting of this seh in its shechita. And if you don't do that, so then you're not yotze the mitzvah. And therefore, if you only do it for people that are not registered, that are not menuyim, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, and it's no good. Great. Where it says, Ashchon Shalom Nuyev. You explain to me from the double lashon of Michsas and Tochosu, or because of this word, Kosli Tlezev, Tochosu. Great, I know it has to be Leminuyev. And if you don't have any of the people Leminuyev, it's no good. But what about the Kizayis, Shaloli Ochlov? Shaloli Ochlov Minolon. How do we know that? So again, we have a pasuk, Amakra. The pasuk says, in this pasuk that we just read, Ish Tufiyochlo Tochosu. So Ish Tufiyochlo. And then it says tochosu. So it has to be the achila and the tochosu are a hekesh, and they have to be the same rules. Ishkash ochlin leminuyin. They're making a hekesh here between the ochlin and the minuyin. Just like you have to be monui, so too you have to be capable of eating a kezayis. And an older person or a sick person can't eat a kezayis is no different than somebody that's not registered, because of the hekesh in the pasuk, ish lefi achlo, tochosu. Ochel and tochosu are equivalent hekesh in the pasuk. We turn to the Amid Beis, Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara continues and says, Shechato Lemulin, if you shechted the Korban Pesach on behalf of people that have a bris milah, But you also, at the same time that you're shechting it, have a inappropriate machshava that it should be almanaz sheyiskaprubo arelim bezrika. While you're doing the shechita for appropriately good people that are mu'ulin, you also have an inappropriate thought in mind that when you do the zrika on this Korban Pesach, it should be mechafer for arelim, for people that are not able to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, we use this lashon of yiskapru, it's not a kapara, the Korban Pesach doesn't bring about a kapara, but it means that they should be yotzei, so to say, their fulfillment, even though they can't eat from the Korban Pesach, they should have a Korban Pesach that was brought on their behalf. So in this situation, you have an appropriate type of a machshava, shechatu lemulin, but you also have an inappropriate type of a machshava in that there should be a kapara during the zrika for these people that are arelim. So is this good or is this not good? Does this ruin the Korban Pesach or not ruin the Korban Pesach? So Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Rav Chisda says it ruins it. Rabba Amar Kosher, Rabba says it doesn't ruin it. Now what's the svara behind each of them? Rav Chisda Amar Pasul, Rav Chisda says that it ruins it, that this inappropriate machshava during the Shechita, that not only is the Shechita for the Mulin, but the Zrika should be for the Arelim, and it's only for Arelim in the Zrika that you have in mind, and therefore it ruins it. So Rav Chisda says it's possible because he says, Yesh machsheves Arelim b'Zrika. He says that in fact a person can have an inappropriate machshava during the Zrika, and it ruins it. So therefore, if you have this inappropriate machshava, that it's only for inappropriate people, it will ruin the Korban Pesach. That's Rav Chisda's approach. Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi Mar Kosher. Why? Because he says, "Ein machsheves arelim zrika." He says you can't ruin it by having an inappropriate machshava about the zrika. That will not ruin it. As Rashi says, "Lo mahani livsol." It will not function to work and ruin it that way. It can't ruin it for you. And now the Gemara is going to explain why. The Tamam Farish Lakameh. The Gemara will now explain Rabbi's reasoning why it doesn't ruin it. According to Rav Chisda, it's simple. He had an inappropriate machshava. It was only for people that are arelim, so therefore it ruins it. So why does Rabbi say that it doesn't ruin it, however? Why does he say, Ein machsheves arelim bezrika? So I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi tells us, Mino amin alo, where do I get my idea that it doesn't ruin it? So he says, D'tanya. It's based upon the following brisa. Now this is going to be a long, involved proof that goes really almost till the end of the shiur today. So, Mino amin alo, where do I know this? He says, D'tanya, the brisa tells us, Yocho yivsol b'nei chabura haboy nimo. I might have thought that when you have a combination of people that are mulin and arelim, that it actually ruins it. As Rashi says, "Shim nimnu alav mulin ve'arel shemesu achav machas mila ve'shachat l'shem kulam yachol yipatzel." I might have thought that a combination would be no good. Our Mishnah, of course, taught us that a combination is good. As long as you have the people that are mulin, if you have also people that are arelim, it doesn't ruin it. The Rabbi says, I might have thought that in fact it should ruin it if you have any mention of arelim at all. And he says, v'dinhu. Now, there's a logical argument that you can make over here, which is Gemara is going to go through right now to suggest maybe you could say yes, maybe you could say no, and therefore we'll have a pasuk at the end to prove Rabbi right. So we're going to go through a detailed discussion now what the two sides of the coin are, what two possibilities there are to say that yes, an individual who's an arel should ruin it if you also have mulim, that you should have a combination no good, and then we'll have a thought that a combination is good, and then we'll come to the conclusion with a pasuk to prove Rabbi's point. So the Braisa starts off and says, Vidinhu, that this is a logical argument over here that we could make, that Hoil v'Arla Poseles, a regular Arel, will ruin it for you, and likewise, a Tomei person will rule it for you. If you just do it for Arelim, or you just do it for Tmeim, it's no good. So therefore, Ma Tuma lo Osobo Mixas Tuma Kichol Tuma, just as like in regards to Tuma, if you have Tohorim, and you have Tmeim, we don't say it's just like Tmeim, we say that it's good. So, Ma Tumma, Lo Aso B'Miktzas Tumma, we don't make some of the people Tomei, ruining it for the people that are Tar, that you shechted it on their behalf, just like we would if you had only Tomei people, then it would ruin it. So, again, the logic here is that since if part of the people are Tomei, and part of the people are Tar, it doesn't ruin it, so too, Av Arla, so too, if there are part of the people that are Arelim, and part of the people that are Mulim, Lo Aso B'Miktzas Arla, Kichol Arla. We don't make it that it's no good. So, the first logic here is that since by Tuma, we don't make some of the people Tomei ruin it for the people that are Tar, only if they're all Tomeim does it ruin it. So too, by Arelim. Unless they're all Arelim, it doesn't ruin it if some of them are Arelim and some of them are Mulim. That's the first possibility. On the other hand, maybe not. Oklach l'derech zu. Maybe, in fact, we should say, Ho v'arla poseles uzman posel. Since Arla is going to ruin it if it's all Arelim, and Zman, if you do it at the wrong time, if you have a pigul machshava that you're going to eat it, chutz l'zmano, that ruins it. So therefore, let us compare arla to pigul. Ma zman, also ba mikza zman kechol zman, by pigul. If you say, I'm going to eat only a kezayis of this outside the zman, that ruins the whole thing. You don't have to say, I'm eating the entire thing outside the right zman. I'm doing the entire process outside the right zman. Even only partial outside the right zman is going to rule it. A pigul machshava in any part will ruin it. So too, let us suggest that av arla, even if there's one orel in the group, also ba mikza arla kechol arla. So let us compare arla to pigul, to zman, chutz l'zmano. And therefore, just like by pigul, any amount of pigul, not even the total amount, but any amount of pigul ruins it, so too, any arla should ruin it. So these are the two possibilities. Should we compare arla to tumma, and tumma doesn't ruin it unless it's all tumayim, so therefore arla shouldn't ruin it unless it's all arelim, or should we compare it to pigul, chutz l'zmano? And just like chutz l'zmano, even a partial chutz l'zmano ruins it, so too, even partial arelim should ruin it. Even if there's only one person that's an oral, it should ruin it for the whole group. That's the Gemara's question. Which way do we compare it to? So Gemara says, let's see which one it's more like. Nira l'midome. Should we compare arla more to tumma, or should we compare arla more towards pigul? What are the two possibilities? So Gemara says, "Donin davar she'eno noeg b'chol ha'zvachim." Let us compare something that's not noeg to all the zvachim, i.e., mila. Mila is specific to the carbon pesach. That only a carbon pesach can't be brought on behalf of an orel. Well, nobody who's an orel is allowed to eat carbonos, but an orel can send a carbon shlomim and have somebody bring it on his behalf. That's not a problem. He won't be able to eat from it. But anybody can go and do it on his behalf. As opposed to carbon pesach, he can't do it on his behalf. So, therefore, donin davar she'einu noeg b'chol ha'zvachim, it makes sense to compare something like arla, which is not true for all carbonos, it's only true for carbon pesach, and it makes sense to compare that midavar she'einu noeg b'chol ha'zvachim to something like tumma, that's also not noeg to all the carbonos. Why is it not noeg to all the carbonos? Because the tumma person can also send his carbon via shaliach, so he can't eat from it. So it makes sense, the Gemara says, to compare arla to tumma, and just like tumma, partial tumma, if some of the people are tameim, it doesn't ruin it for the ones that are tahorim. So too, if some of the people are arelim, it shouldn't ruin it for all the people that aren't arelim. It makes sense to compare arla to tumma, as opposed to ayochiyasman, but don't compare arla to chutz l'zmano, to pigul, because pigul is noeg b'chol ha'zvachim. There is no carbon that you're allowed to be mefagel. So therefore, if you're comparing arla to something, it makes sense to compare arla to tumma rather than comparing arla to pigul. Moore says, maybe not. Oklach l'derech zu. Maybe this way is better. Donin dover shelo huta michlolo. We should go and say something that under no circumstance has an exception to it. A arel is never allowed to eat from a carbon, period. There are no exceptions to the rule. Midover shelo huta michlolo. And for something like pigul, that there is no exception to the rule. So it makes sense to compare arla to pigul. There are no exceptions to arla not allowed to eat a carbon. There are no exceptions to pigul. There is no carbon that you're allowed to be mefago. So it makes sense to compare arla to pigul, to chutz l'zmano, rather, b'atochiach tumma, as opposed to comparing it to tumma, which has something called hutro miklala. It can be, in sometimes, tumma can be allowed. Tumma hutra b'tzibor. If the entire tzibor, the majority of the tzibor, is a vaktomic, they can eat the carbon pesach. So if your choice is to compare arla to something, so it makes sense to compare arla, which has no exceptions to the rule, to pigul, which has no exceptions to the rule, rather than comparing it to tumma, which has exceptions to the rule. So again, we're stuck. We don't know what to compare it to. The Bryce's question is, which makes more sense? Do we compare arla to tumma? And therefore, since if some of the people are tumma and some are not, it doesn't ruin it. So therefore, arla, if some of the people are arla and some of them are not, it shouldn't ruin it. Or should we compare it to pigul? And pigul, it ruins it no matter what. So therefore, arla should ruin it no matter what. We don't know which way to go. Nira l'dom l'mi, which one is it more comparable to? They both are identical. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, the only way to resolve this is with a pasuk. And the pasuk says, Zos chukas ha-pesach. This is the rule, the law of the carbon pesach. Now, what's the proof? My zos. What does it mean, zos chukas ha-pesach? So, ilemo, if you want to tell me the kula arla pasla, that only if they're all arelim is it pasul, but mikzos lo pasul, but if some are arelim and some are mulim, it's not pasul. Oh, I already know that. Hi, mi v'chol arel lo yochabo nafka. I already know that they have to all be arelim in order to ruin it. It says v'chol arel lo yochabo, implying that if it's partial arelim, partial mulim, it doesn't ruin it. So therefore, I wouldn't need Zos to tell me that. Elalav hochitani. Therefore, the word comes to teach me Talmud Omer v'chol arel is kula arla psula mitzvas lo pasla. From that alone, from the pasuk v'chol arel, only if they were all arelim does it ruin it. So I would know that then. And therefore, you want to tell me that the same din should apply to the zrika, the kula arla miyapasla. Only if they're all arelim is it ruined, the zrika. Therefore, in order to teach me, know that even if you have the zrika on behalf of the arelim, even some of them, tamal nomer as zos chukasa pesach, bishchita, hu de kula arla miyapasla. It's by shchita that you need all of them to be arelim in order to be possible. But by the shchita, if you have partial arelim, partial mulim, it doesn't ruin it. However, the pasuk zos hukasa pesach comes to teach me avol zrika, as opposed to the zrika, it doesn't ruin it at all. Even afilu kula arla, even if you're doing the zrika on behalf only of arelim, nami lo pasla, it doesn't ruin it. The shchita, if it's all arelim, it ruins it. But the zrika, not only is partial arelim, but even it's all arelim. Afilu kula arla, nami lo pasla. Ay, v'chitema, my kula the zrika. Why should zrika be more lenient? That reason is, Rabba's conclusion is, the ein machsheves ochlim bezrika. Because having a machshava zrika, we had this yesterday, Shia, regarding achila, doesn't ruin it. You can't ruin it during zrika. So therefore, a machshava of ochlin during the zrika doesn't ruin it. So therefore, this is Rabba's teretz over here, why ein machsheves bezrika. And that's why if the person shechs the carbon pesach according to Rabba, and the shchita was for some of mulin, even though there may be arelim there, it's perfectly good. And the zrika, even if it's only for arelim, that doesn't ruin it. This is the answer. We finally get to the bottom line, Rabba's explanation, why he holds that if you do it this way, the shchita was lemulim, but the zrika was for arelim, it doesn't ruin it. It's still kosher. No, what does Rav Chisda do with this braisa? Where says, Rav Chisda? He says, Adrabba. No, I learned it the exact opposite. Lead the chisa. I learned it totally the opposite. I learn now, Talmud Lomar, then the pasuk says, Chol orel lo yochabo, the chol orel comes to teach me, kul orel apasa, mitzas lo apasa. I agree with you with that. That the din by arla is, if you're shechting it on behalf of only arelim, it's no good. But if you're shechting on behalf of arelim and mulim, then it's good. But by the zrika, instead of you going lakula and saying that the zrika, even if it's a cool arelim, it's no good, I say the exact opposite. Avo zrika, afilu miktsas enami pasla. Not only does it have to be all arelim to ruin it by the zrika, even partial arelim by the zrika ruins it. Afilu miktsas enami pasla. Ay, v'chitema hu adin lazrika. If you want to tell me, well, why should zrika be stricter than the shchita? At least let it be the same as the shchita. The shchita is good if it's partial arelim, partial mulim. So therefore, the zrika should be also good if there are some mulim and some arelim. The adika kula arla lo pasla. Unless it's all arelim, it shouldn't ruin it. No, he says, that's why I have the pasuk, Talmud Omer zos. That's why I have the word zos hukasa pesach. Shchita, only by the shchita, hu de miktsas lo pasla. By the shchita, as long as there's some mulim, the arelim don't ruin it. Aval the zrika, Rav Chisda tells us, afilu miktsas lo pasla, even if there are some arelim, it will ruin it. No, the Gemara says, v'chitema, umay chumer de zrika, why should the zrika be more chumer than the shchita? Let it be at least the same as the shchita, that only if you have all arelim, it ruins it, but not partial. If you have partial mulim, partial arelim, it shouldn't ruin it. It doesn't ruin it by the shchita. Why should it ruin it by the zrika? So the Gemara says, you know why the zrika is stricter? Because the lo mikbah pigul ele bezrika. Because the zrika is the final act. The zrika is what determines that something can become pigul. And therefore the zrika is stricter. It is more chashiv in the sense than the shchita. The shchita cannot make it pigul because you have to complete the avoda in order for something to be pigul with everything being good except the pigul machshava. So even though you had a pigul machshava during the shchita, it doesn't yet take effect and become pigul until you do the zrika. So the zrika is the final determining act. Lo mikba pigul ele bezrika. The zrika is what determines something is pigul or not. And therefore the zrika is stricter, and therefore by the zrika, based upon zos hukapet pesach, Rav Chisda tells us that the zrika, even if there's even one arel that you had in mind, it ruins it. So you have exact opposite shitas over here. Rabba says that even if you have all arelim by the zrika, it doesn't ruin it. Whereas Rav Chisda says that even if you have even only one arel by the zrika, it ruins it. Ask of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "Mimai dahai v'chol arel kula mashva." our premise over here is based upon that we said v'chol orel yochal bo means it has to be all arelim, and that ruins it by the shechita. Everybody agrees that that ruins it by the shechita. But why are you learning v'chol orel that it means all the arelim? Maybe the word v'chol orel means dilma. Hi, v'chol orel comes to teach us mashma kol dehu orla. It means even if there is one orel present. The word v'chol orel implies even any sort of an orel, not all arelim. And therefore, that's why we need Zoch Schuchas HaPesach to teach us the Adika Kula Orla L'Posla, to explain that the word V'chol Orla would only mean partial Orla would ruin it, and therefore Zoch Schuchas HaPesach comes to tell me that no, it has to be Kula Orla, or else L'Posla. And this, therefore, is true, since the word V'chol Orla Yochabo applies across the board to the Shechita and the Zrika, so Rav Ashi wants to suggest, therefore, Lo Shno B'Shechita V'Lo Shno B'Zrika. It doesn't make any difference. The Shechita and the Zrika should have the same thing. Unless it's all Arelim, the Shechita is only ruined, and it's not a good kosher of Pesach, if it's all Arelim. And this is true by the Shechita, and this is true by the Zrika. So therefore, Rav Ashi slugs this whole idea up. And therefore, Rav Ashi says, this is how you have to learn it. Elom, Rav Ashi says, the machlokes between Rav Chista and Rabbah is not what you just said, that they're arguing about the Zrika. No. Zrika has the same dinim as the Shechita. So what are they arguing about? Rav Chista and Rabbah, we turn to Samach Beis Omer Aleph, Bahai Kroko Mifligi. They're arguing about the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'nir Tzolo L'chaper Olov. You'll get an atonement. You get a kapara when you do the Zrika. The Zrika brings about a kapara. Olov, but this kapara is veneer tzolo l'chaper on who? L'chaper olav. Olav, you get the kapara. Below al chaveiro. So if you do the zrika for somebody, that person gets the kapara and not the other person. So Rabba savar chaveiro dum yodide. Rabba, who says that it doesn't ruin it if you have the incorrect machshava by the zrika, Rabba says it's still kosher. He says chaveiro is dum yodide. It's like himself. Mahu de bar kapara. As long as you are a bar kapara, al chaveiro de bar kapara. As long as your fellow person is also a bar kapara, then it will work. As opposed to lafuke hai orel de lav bar kaparu, as opposed to an orel who's not included in the din of korbanos. So therefore, if the other person is included at all as capable of having the kapara, so then the din applies to him as well. And therefore, since the orel is not included in the din, so having a machshava for such a person doesn't ruin it, because veneer tzolo l'chaper olav, it's only on people that could be included in l'chaper olav, and the orel is not included in l'chaper olav, therefore a machshava for that person doesn't ruin it. That's Rabba's understanding, according to Rav Ashi. Nu v'chista, v'chista savar, hai orel nami. This orel, since we apply the principle of hoel, since kivon debarchi uvahu, since if he wanted to, he could get a bris milah, so he's also included in l'chapra lov, and therefore ruins it. Barka paruhu. Hoel, since the boy misaki nafshi, if he wanted to, he could undergo a bris milah, and therefore Rav Chista uses the principle of hoel to teach us that he's included in it as well, whereas Rabba says he's not included because he's an Orel, and therefore he's not included in L'chaper Lov, and then isn't ruined, therefore, by an inappropriate Machshava. This is the Machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chista, according to Rav Ashi. Now this is based upon the premise that Rav Chista holds the principle of Hoel. Hoel, since the Iboy Misaki Navshe, this could be corrected, therefore he's included in L'chaper Lov. Now the Gemara asks, is this true? Umi Islil Rav Chista Hol? Does he really hold this principle of Hol? After all, we've already said previously, for itmar ha'ofim yom tov l'chol, if a person goes and bakes on Yontif for a weekday, so Rav Chista said, Yechayiv Malkus, you're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for a weekday, for Chol, because Rav Chista holds, Rav Chista Amar Loka, because he doesn't hold from the principle of Hol, umikloy le'yarchim, since maybe guests could come. So therefore, Rabba says, Amar ain't a loka, because he holds the principle of Hoel. But Rav Chista doesn't hold the principle of Hoel. Rabba Amar ain't a loka. I mean Hoel. V'imikloy le'yarchim chazilei. Rabba says, if guests were to come, you could give them this food. So therefore, you're not over in Issud Daraisa. Hashtanami chazilei. Because if they come, they can eat this food. And therefore, v'lo lucky. But Rav Chista doesn't hold from Hoel. Rav Chista Amar loka. Lo Amin and Hoel. So we seem to have a stira in Rav Chista previously saying he doesn't apply the principle of Hoel, And here, he does apply the principle of ho. What's going on? So first, the Gemara just explains, Bishlom of the Rabbah, why isn't Rabbah kasha? Here, Rabbah doesn't apply ho'il. He doesn't say, oh, since the guy could have a bris milah, so that we should include him in l'chaper love. So here, Rabbah doesn't apply ho'il. And there, Rabbah said, ho'il, v'imukloi le'orchem, chazilei, how come it's not a kasha Rabbah the Rabbah? So Bishlom of the Rabbah lo kasha, that's not a problem, because ho'chem mechus ha'maisa, in regards to the arvel, you have to do something. You actually have to do a bris milah. As opposed to, by the baking, chosim, the lo mechus ha'maisa, you already baked it. And if the guests are there, you can invite them. You don't have to do a maisa. So therefore, there is no problem that Rabbah seems to say hol in one place and hol, and not hol in the other place. No, Rabbah always applies the principle of hol. As long as there is no maisa that needs to be done, so then you can apply hol. But here, you need to do a maisa, the bris milah, that's why you don't apply hol over here. But ela, the Rav Chista kasha, Rav Chista on Rav Chista, that is a problem. Here he says, in regards to the bris milah, he says no ho'el the e boy misaki nafshe, we do say ho'el, but by the mikloy le'orchem, by baking from yontif to chol, he doesn't apply ho'el. That's the kasha. So the Gemara is a very simple teretz. Amrei, the Gemara says Rav Chista is not inconsistent. Ki les le Rav Chista ho'el, Rav Chista doesn't apply the principle of ho'el for a kula lekula. However, l'chumra, as in our case, he does apply the principle of l'chumra isle. He does apply the principle of ho'il in regards to you could do the bris milah to make it osur, to ruin it. But he doesn't apply the principle of yi mikloy le'orachim, there is l'kula, to make it to the guys that chayiv malkis, he doesn't apply it. So we have no kasha Rav Chista, Rav Chista, we have no kasha Rabbah on Rabbah. With that, we conclude today's shir.